Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. The episode that we've all been waiting for. Come on, Staying Relevant, the NTA special. With Peter James Wicks and his best friend and sidekick, Sam Robert DeCourcy Thompson.
Why did you introduce me first and why are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Because I feel like I'm the narrator.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the narrator of this NTA story.
Oh, right. Okay, carry on then.
Once upon a time, there were two best friends. No. I'm joking. We do need to talk about explicit notes, by the way.
Yes, we do need to talk about explicit notes. Today, of all days, I'm going to swear a lot. So if you don't like that, I am not going to be drinking today, though, because I am still drunk.
Yeah, he's also in the foulest mood.
I'm in a terrible mood. I've barely slept a week because I've been shaking my cock on a stage.
Yeah.
Coming to ITV in December. I've done the full Monty. I haven't just been shaking my cock on a stage. It was for a show.
Pete is also dressed like a stripper.
Because I have no other clothes with me.
He's wearing a singlet with a Harley Davidson hoodie, some Velcro trackies, and some sliders.
And I still have elastic band around my helmet.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't. I just didn't, but to be honest with you, mate, and you'll know this, I didn't need to because my bollocks are so huge.
That's a very good point.
And actually, the bit at the ends, they don't really see much, but we'll talk about that another time.
Anyway, you can catch us anywhere you get your podcast every single Monday, and also you can watch us every single Friday.
A little bit of ASMR, is that what it's called?
That was a Red Bull, not a beer. Yeah. You can catch us every single Friday on YouTube for the full episode visuals, and obviously throughout the week, you can see all the best bit clips and stuff on Instagram and TikTok at Staying Relevant Podcast. The handle for all of those.
And I know we've been asking a lot, which we're going to go into for the listener's choice stuff, but also we haven't really asked for reviews and you seem to be slacking in that. So if you could review us and carry on with that and stop being so fucking lazy, that'd be great.
Do you know what? I looked at the reviews a couple of days ago. Look, I think it was even yesterday. There was one that's literally fresh in, fresh off the post, and it's Pete carries it. I mean, I'll try and find it in a bit. It literally goes, Sam's okay, Pete carries it.
I have got a bad back.
He does. Basically, actually, that segues very nicely onto the NTAs. But before we do that, we do have to actually say it quickly. We made it to the top five, baby! Come on! We're fucking there! We're legends!
Okay, we're not there because we haven't won. So if we don't win, then we've lost.
Way to bring it
down. So that means that everything that you've done has been fucking pointless. So carry on doing it because it'll be really funny when we win.
It will be so jokes. So as we said before, I can't stress enough, we haven't been invited.
You can tell
to the awards.
Sam is really excited about this because he's talking like he's directing a plane into the runway. This is what happens when he's excited. I can't tell you enough.
But I can't.
Oh, there we go.
I'm trying to now, like, hold my hands down.
Sit on your hands.
So we haven't even been invited to the podcast awards. That's how little they think of us. And the fact we're fucking there in the top five with the girls' bathroom, whatever the hell they are, and, like, sex to my boss. We actually really like Jordan North. But, like we're there with these big dogs. We are the big dog. Oh, my God. We should walk in, like, at school and, like, and be like, hey, move aside. That's, like, you can't sit with us.
It sounds like a really rough boarding school you went to.
But we are top five. We have made it. And honestly, it makes me want to cry.
Saying we've made it because we haven't, yeah. Because we haven't won yet.
Yeah, but the fact we're even there, it makes me want to cry. We're such a family and a community. It's staying relevant.
Oh, fuck off.
What do you don't know? Don't do that.
We're not a family. I don't know any of you. All right? I don't know any of you. But thanks for voting. Carry on. Let's move on, shall we?
I genuinely love all of you so much. And when we do our acceptance speech.
Jesus, fuck me. Sounds like it's going to be a good speech.
When we release our acceptance speech.
You don't release it, you just say it, because we're not releasing, it's not.
When it releases out of our mouths, we will be mentioning you. I will be mentioning you, and I might even cry. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
And let's keep it going.
I imagine anyone that wins is probably going to mention the fans, because they are the ones that have voted.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, fine. I'll mention you even more.
Yeah, all right.
Pete will get his cock out.
Yeah, right then.
Yeah, there we go. If you vote for us, Pete will get his cock out.
I'm
we're top
kind
five.
Of a pro at that now.
Yeah. So thank you all so much. But look, we all know why we're here.
Okay. Well, hold on. So you can still vote. Just go to the British. But fuck me.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean,
like, at least fucking tell them where they can carry
keep
on.
Go, go, go.
You're acting like we've won.
I know. Sorry. It's true. We still need you.
Do you know what that is? Actually, just. Typical you, isn't it, really? We've only made top five and you're acting like we've won. You've basically just done like an acceptance speech for being top five.
Yeah, but I've never been top five in anything in my life. I've never won.
That's
or got
a lie. You're the number one loser in reality TV and the biggest cock I know.
Actually, that's a lie. I got worse dressed at the NTAs, but we'll get on to that.
we'll come on to that. So go to the British podcastawards.com/voting and then just type in staying relevant. Enter your information. Make sure you click on the email to verify it, because if you don't do that, it doesn't count. And you've wasted a lot of fucking time, and we don't get the vote, so that's that.
When this comes out, this will be the final day you can vote. So please, we implore you, I'm looking down the lens right now, do something worthwhile today.
For those of you that are listening, because this comes out Monday, so they can't see you looking down the lens, and the only people that will see you looking down the lens is when the voting is closed, so you didn't need to say that. But
please.
Okay,
please.
Stop looking down the lens, it's creepy. Okay,
please.
No, don't look at the floor that way.
Okay, if I don't
just
know where to
normal.
Look. Yeah, please.
Okay, why are you blinking so much?
I don't know. Please, okay. just vote.
Okay, just vote. Okay, let's move on. Fuck me, that was a fucking mess.
So, NTAs, baby. What an experience. What a life we live. Oh, Pete's got the cheese twist out. Fucking hell.
I'm going to let you carry this away.
Can I have a bite? You know, I've never had a cheese twist. No, please. I'll just one bite.
On. Just do the NTA.
One bite.
Do your bit.
Okay, fine. So, me and Pete got invited down to the NTA's red carpet. And, well, no, do you know what? I think we should set the story a little bit differently. We got told that we were going to be on the red carpet for the NTAs like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, let me just finish that mouthful because I'm going to stop you there. That's not what we were told. That's not what I was told.
Going. I know exactly where this is going.
I was told I was hosting the red carpet. To the point where I did a press article saying I was hosting the red carpet. I also got out of another job. Because I was hosting the red carpet. What it turned out was I was a photographer. I had a band that said I was a photographer. And I was stood on the red carpet along with hundreds of other people just randomly trying to shout at people to come talk to us. That's what I did. I didn't host fuck all.
We were part of press. We were in the press pit.
We were part of press. But Sam actually got like a presenter wristband. I was a photographer. So we couldn't get two. So we had to make up something else for me. I was the photographer for the night. So actually, rather than being papped at an event, I was there actually to take pictures of other people.
Pete kept on saying that we had regressed which I disagree.
We have regressed. Next year, I'm going to be parking people's cars and taking their fucking jackets on the way in.
See, Pete doesn't understand, like, the level of cool that is that we were interviewing people on the red carpet. Pete's gone, yeah, but I was the one who was getting interviewed on the red carpet. Now I'm doing the interview. And he thinks that's a step back. I think that's a step forward.
I've been going 8, 9, 10 years, whatever the fuck it is. This was Sam's first one, so he has no idea.
I've managed to secretly record Pete finding out that we weren't actually hosting the NTA's red carpet officially.
I think it's great content, and I do think it is step one to you guys, like, presenting and hosting the red carpet.
No, because we're not actually hosting anything. That's
we're
the problem.
That's the problem, right? We might as well have started our own YouTube channel.
So we're the biggest fans of the NTA's, and we've come to see if we can speak to some stars. Excuse me. Ross Kemp. Ross, I love you, Ross. Can we have a selfie in a little chat?
I've never heard that except before.
He's
fucking wild.
I can't wait for you guys to talk about this on the podcast.
It's great content.
But
stop trying to tell me that this is a great career move.
And there you have it. That is Pete Wicks pulling a wobbly about... That's when Pete found out.
I'm just going to point out that that wouldn't hold up in court because you recorded that without my fucking knowledge. So... I wasn't aware that that was happening.
My favourite thing is Pete's accent change. Hi there, we're big fans of the NTAs. Ross Kemp. So as you can see, Pete took it really well when he found out that we weren't hosting the NTAs.
By the time we'd finished the red carpet, which was fucking 3 hours worth of dribble, I still hadn't had a beer.
Oh, no.
Normally, at that point, I'm pissed and having a good time. I was not having a good time this year.
Pete had a really bad time.
It was really bad.
Pete kept on saying, he would just like pause at intervals throughout the night, even after the interviews are done. He'd pause and go, this is my least favourite NTAs I've ever done. Out of nowhere. We were by the bar one time and he goes, I'm really not enjoying myself. And he'd like say it to himself. And he'd like be by the bar and be like the tequilas aren't even helping.
That is 100% true. I think Sam actually caught me in a moment when I was having a word with myself.
He's having a word with himself in the corner of the room, by the way, going, this is just the one, really not liking this.
I was literally just going, I'm just not having a good time.
He couldn't understand why as well. He was like, why am I not enjoying myself? Like, he really hated it.
Anyway, go on, go through it.
Right, so there's so much to discuss, but the first thing, I mean, we've kind of already discussed it, but it goes deeper than that because I actually already knew exactly what this, like, entailed. I knew we were in the press pit, basically, with the Daily Mail online and fucking Closer and whoever the digital spy, whoever the fuck else.
No. I don't even think we were with them.
Were we not?
No, I'm pretty sure the people next to us had either won a competition or they were just doing it for their own YouTube channel.
Student radio.
Yeah.
Like, we were, I knew.
I think it was actually for Northampton Local.
I knew that that's where we were. And actually, we were meant to be on the other side of the railing, but I think we actually managed to sneak onto the carpet. I think we were meant to be Pete. I think we were meant to be leaning over the railing with our mic going, please come over here. But because it's Pete and he was wearing a velvet jacket and everything, I think we managed to pretend that we were meant to be on the carpet.
Listen, I'm just going to go through some points here because we've got so much to discuss. We might as well just read out some bullet points. So what I've got written here is, let's start with the arrivals. Getting in. Normally, car drops it. No, you wait there.
Yeah, getting in
was
tough.
You wait the fuck there, son.
Getting in was tough.
Every year, car drops you off at the end of the red carpet. You get out of the car, someone opens the door, you walk the carpet. Hi, guys. So good. I'm having a lovely time. This year, it's a pink velvet. This year... Couldn't get through the fucking gate. Couldn't get through the gate. That's a call ahead. Why am I not being allowed in? Who are you here with? Have you got your tickets? Nope. What are you doing? Not entirely sure. She then went off, came back whilst I was just sat having a fag on the curb. Outside, people at this point go straight past. Yes, they're now. Hi. Window comes down. Oh, yeah, please come in. There's me having a fag on the curb. She then comes back. You can get back in the car. Apparently, you're a photographer. And I went, yep, that's me, yep. Get in. And you were already there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam was already there in Crocs.
Okay, can I just...
I'm leaving that there.
We'll get on to the Crocs, but I do just want to actually just add to what Pete said there. Getting in was tough. I also ran into a roadblock as we were getting in. The gate was firmly shut for myself as well. And my guy in the car went, it's Sam Thompson. He's a celebrity. And I went,
the guy in the car didn't know the fuck I was.
And I went, thank you, mate. Really appreciate it. No, but I, you know, I am meant to be. And then she went, I haven't got a clue who you are. And I was like, this is the worst start ever. And I'm literally in my suit right now. Anyway, then the lovely producer of this podcast had to run over and be like, no, he is allowed in. So after all that palaver, like, that wasn't the best start to my first ever NTAs. Now, on to the Crocs, because this has caused a bit of a storm, if I'm honest with you, which is quite cool, actually.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think we should wait on the Crocs
and
discuss that later when we talk about the press.
Okay, fine. We've got sections.
So this is just a little teaser. Sam wore Crocs and we'll discuss it later. Yes, Crocs on the red carpet. Tux and Crocs. Just give that a couple of seconds to think about. Right, so listen, we've managed to get through the gate at this point. Yeah. That's where we're at, 25 minutes into this podcast.
Yeah, but that's worth it, though.
This is like a fucking 2-hour special. So we get through, we get given microphones. This was after, actually, our delightful team had a fight.
What?
You think I'm not going to mention that? You think I'm not going to mention that?
What happened?
Oh, you haven't heard?
No.
Sorry. So I get there and I went, what am I fucking doing, Shim? Well, we've already had a fight. And I can't remember exactly what it was, but was it you were taking up too much space?
Good Morning Britain didn't like where I
was. So what was it? Good Morning Britain didn't like where you put your tripod.
Yes.
And what happened after that? There was an altercation with Good Morning Britain because our tripod was in the wrong place. Now, let me just get this.
We set up stall in the
hold
wrong
on. Press. Let me just set this up for you. We couldn't get in. Sam had Crocs on. Before we'd even spoke to one person, we'd had a fight. Let's carry it on.
So, I didn't even know that happened. That's so funny. It was with Good Morning Britain as well. They were our rivals next to us. They're putting all the big dogs in.
Do you know what the funny thing for me is? Good Morning Britain, who everyone pretty much would have spoke to, when they said, and sorry, who are you from? And you'd gone, staying relevant. They must have gone, what? That's the worst thing. Who?
Oh, do you know what? Just to add to just you know, a little bit of like sprinkle on top of that as well. We haven't actually added in, just like today, Pete was in the worst fucking mood. He came in and he even sent me a pre-warned text being like, I just want to let you know I'm in a foul fucking mood. I haven't showered and you're gonna have to do the majority of the-
Again, I'm just gonna point this out. So I've been working all week and doing some mad fucking days, and I didn't have a chance to have a shower, and it was 32 degrees.
Yeah, it was
I
hot.
Had a velvet blazer on. A pink velvet, looks lovely. However, by the time I'd actually finished doing these interviews, I looked like I'd swum there. I couldn't take the jacket off for the rest of the night because it was like a wet t-shirt competition. And I've not been in shape for a good few years, so I've actually got tits. By the end of the night, I was borderline evaporated.
That's the lay of the land where we're at, okay?
Obviously, I wasn't overly fucking happy about the fact that I was there doing what I was doing, but I did assume we would know what we would be doing. Very important. Now, Charlotte is a fabulous producer and we love her very much. She just handed cue cards and went, go on then, boys, off you go. And just set us free on the red carpet. Literally, that's what happened. So how do we do this? Just off you go. Go on. Run free, children. Sam took that upon himself to chase people up and down the carpet, as we'll find out later. But there was no fucking system. We didn't know what we were doing. We were supposed to just shout at people and see if they talked to us.
Do you know what I've realised?
Now, thankfully, the first person we got was one of Sam's best mates.
It was Jamie, yeah.
Because Jamie, for some reason, had turned up 2 hours before anyone else.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure why he did that.
I think he knew why either, to be fair. Do you know what as well I really, really liked? Is that Pete... I've realised this about you, Pete. Pete loves a little bit of law and order. Like, he likes a regiment. Like, he wants to know that there's a single file queue coming down and he wants to stand there with his mic and he wants to, like, be like, right, okay, you're coming in. I like the chaos, right? And I think that's how red carpet should be. So we're battling back and forth, me and Pete. He's like, stop fucking going over there. Just stay here and wait. No. And we'll get the off shots of what they get.
No.
So there's like a system in place now that we've got. We're having like a Barney on the red carpet where Pete's like going, you've got to do it like this.
No, and I'll tell you why he's got to do it like this. It's all well and good going and shout people. You're very good at that. You're like a sort of like a golden retriever. It would just send you off and you come back with a duck. Great. However, Sam, whilst interviewing people, So we'd be stood there interviewing someone, was then just looking behind them for the next person to grab, right? Did this multiple times and then started shouting for the other person mid-interview.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're asking, so, you know, how are you found tonight?
That was Chloe.
Come here! Yeah. Come here! Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sorry, what? Yeah. No, come here!
Yeah.
So midway through, he's just shouting at other people.
It was Piers Morgan.
Yeah, because they were more famous. And I said, you can't just fucking do that. Like, basically, Sam was just trying to upgrade on everyone that we had. So in the end, it just ended up being quite rude to quite a lot of people. We'd get people over that would give, you know, people we know, like Chloe Burrows really and cool. Millie Cool. And he just went, yeah, go on, off you go now. Come on, come on. Piers. And pretty much ripped the microphone out of their fucking hands.
He took the microphone back off them.
They didn't even say goodbye. He just went, yeah, that'll do, go on.
Do you know what? I'm such a whore.
I'm all seriousness, such a whore. Yeah, but the worst part of that makes me your pimp.
Yeah.
And I had a pink velvet jacket on. I was dressed as your pimp.
Oh, mate, it was so good. And do you know what? I remember it so well. Me and Chloe's answering some question. He was, I don't know what you're wearing or whatever the fuck that is. And I just saw Piers Morgan. And I was like, fuck me, it's Piers Morgan. So I was going, Piers. And Pete, like, you're the one who made the problem. Because Pete then in front of them went, that's fucking rude to the people we're interviewing now. And then Piers came in because I carried on
because
shouting.
In my head there should have been a system and Piers should have been in the queue.
There we go. But if you're going to get the big fish, you need to put the line out. Do you know what I mean? You've got to reel him in. Like, I would take the hit from Chloe and Millie being like, I was a bit rude, to get Piers in. You know, we're climbing the ladder here. You know, we need the big dogs.
Yeah, we need the big dogs. This is, however, just after you had pulled out the stickers from your pocket and forced Chloe Burrows to put one on her bag, which she got packed with.
Yeah.
So you went, yeah, go and take that, but fuck off.
Remember Jordan North being like, I'm not wearing that.
Anyway, so Sam was very good at that, and that's basically how we managed to speak to people, is Sam was just, yeah, he was the staying relevant golden retriever. The next point that I've got here beautifully from our producer is, this is all it says, Pete got very sweaty.
To be fair, Pete's hair got stringy. He was so hot, and you know, I kept on hugging him, and I've never seen you so angry. You were punching me. He was giving me gut hits with the mic in his hand. Because I was coming over to him and he was like, stop, I'm so fucking hot. Get the fuck away from me. And he was like gut hitting me and being like he was so angry about how hot he was, which I didn't really expect. Also, I've realised it's so funny because Pete at the start's like, I don't want to fucking do this. It's a step in the wrong direction. And then, as we said, he likes a bit of like a routine. After that, he's literally like, Sam, we need to ask better questions. He's like, he's sitting there. He's like, we need to like ask him about it. By the end of it, he's going, Sam, are we going to see you on any more shows, Vic? And I'm like, what the fuck has happened to Pete? You started becoming a proper red carpet like presenter. And you were literally like, so, you know, how's the love life going?
If you're going to do it properly.
Like, I've never seen Pete like turn it on in such a way. I'm sitting there like having a bit of a laugh and Pete genuinely took me to one side. And went, okay. You've got to be more professional.
And I'll tell you why, all right? And this stems from someone I was genuinely so excited about meeting and I cannot believe she came and spoke to us. Vicky McClure, right? Who I fucking love. Love.
By the way, if you don't know who she is, she was on...
Everyone like, knows
well,
who
no,
she
Pete
is.
Pete seems to Sorry. Assume that everyone knows who these people are.
Okay, but hold on. So when we talk about Love Island, you assume everyone knows who they are. When we talk about someone who's actually got talent, who's like a national treasure, we'll have to explain who that is.
Right, just in case.
This is England, Line of Duty, fabulous actor. She's not done EastEnders, you fucking moron.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, I then thought it's slightly embarrassing for someone of her stature to be asked the questions that we had written down.
Who are you wearing? Was a good one.
Well, no, not that. The one for me was, so have you got a nemesis?
Yeah, I asked that. I asked Vicky.
So
that.
Obviously, Sam went with that.
I half remember that. I asked her if she's got a nemesis because she's like quite a big actor. She's obviously very used to like sitting on the fence and stuff. I don't think she's ever been asked like that kind of question before. I don't think she knew how to answer it.
No, I don't think she knew how to answer it because you then started doing that weird sort of fake laugh. Just at her because you didn't know what else to ask. And then I didn't really know what else because I was a little bit starstruck. I genuinely love her.
It's such a weird person for Pete to be starstruck by.
She's great. If Louis Frew had walked down that carpet, then...
I'll tell you, did walk down that carpet, which is the most pointless interview we've ever done, is Fred Siriex.
No, don't do that, because he's a friend of mine.
No, I'm not saying... No, hear me out. It was pointless because of you. He literally came in, right? And Pete just shoehorned me out, right? And it's Fred starts the interview and I'm on the right, Pete's on the left. I don't know Fred. Being a good wingman, Pete would be like, this is Sam, by the way. Like,
He shook my hand.
Oh, shook my hand. Oh, sorry, that's as far as it went. So Pete's then like asking questions, but like at no point like involving me in any of these questions, to the point where they know each other. So they're just having a chat. Fred's back by the end of it is turned to me and I'm watching. I'm looking at his spine. I'm looking at Fred's spine and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And I started just laughing and going, he would say, like, be talking. I'd go, trying to get them to turn around. To one point, I put my arm on, do you remember when I put my arm on his shoulder and forcibly turned Fred round and went, yeah, is that like when you did first dates? And he looked at me and went, what? And I actually gave up. I gave up and walked over to the producer and went, I don't think there's anything I could do it. That was bad wingmanship from you. That was actually, I wanted to bring this onto the pod. That was very, very bad duo-manship from Pete.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just gonna counter that then.
What you got?
When Fred walked over, you went, ooh, nice bow tie.
Yeah.
That was the bit where he went, and then started speaking to me. And
no, I asked him about Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, you went, I'd love to be Gordon's friend. Can you introduce us? So I don't think your immediate first impression was good.
Okay.
So I think he just wanted a chat. And I love Fred. He's great. But if we're going to talk about wingmanship, how about when I didn't know who the fuck people were and you'd invite him over for interviews and then go, you'll get it. You'll get the gist.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, I don't know.
We got the lover, we got Whitney and Lachlan over, who Pete has never watched a single episode of Love Island. I, big fan of Whitney and Lachlan, right? I could get them over and Pete's going out the corner of his mouth as they're coming over. He's like, who the fuck are they? Who the fuck are they? And I'm like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. He's like, but I don't know who the fuck they are. And I'm like, Whitney, Lachlan,
No, you didn't. You went, guys, how are you? And I'm still thinking, I don't know their names. I'm going, all right.
So funny though, because Pete turns to lad banter when he doesn't know. He's like, "Hey, yeah, mate, good, nice shirt." To the guy.
Yeah, I did. I started going, "You ain't fucking about tonight, are you? Look at you, you look lovely."
He went proper Danny Dyer.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
He went proper lad, and Lachlan was like, sweet, like, yeah, thanks, man. Like, it's just so funny.
Yeah, and his missus absolutely fucking hated me.
Yeah, you know, Whitney.
I could fully tell.
I think Whitney was like, who the fuck is he? I don't even think. I think at that point, she was like, why didn't you follow me on the gram, Sam? And I was like, oh, shit. So that happened. That was very funny. Do you know what? I suppose we're proud to sort of wade into the big dogs now, really, aren't we? Holly Willoughby. Can I just start? No, I'm going to start here. Pete has a really weird thing with people he likes interviewing and people he doesn't. I see Holly Willoughby walking down the carpet and I'm like, fuck me. If you've seen the video, you'll know I was very excited. And because it's Holly bloody Willoughby. She's like the queen of like the NTAs, This Morning, ITV. We're back. Something's just been edited out because it's been thrown into the vault. So anyway, I just saw Holly Willoughby walking down the red carpet. I remember being like, we need to block her off. Like crabs. Like crabs on the red carpet.
That's actually the point where this came in, the technique that Sam had developed on the red carpet. He called it, let's do crabbing.
Yeah. It's where you crab
and
I went, out.
What do you mean? And Sam, genuinely, this is what Sam was doing.
Shimmying with your arms out to the left. And
so that people were forced into it. It was like a shepherd herding slightly bewildered sheep.
Yeah, mate, it was brilliant. We managed to bring her in and she didn't really have anywhere to go. And so she's coming in, but Pete just didn't care. Right. And I was like, but it's fucking Holly Willoughby. And
No. Like, let me put this into perspective. Is that the first time you've met Holly?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've worked on different, I've met Holly quite a few times and I think she's really, really lovely. However, she's so good at this, she's not that interesting to interview.
Until we got our claws in her.
And also, I have a sneaking suspicion that she genuinely hates me.
Why?
And she did throw a bit of shade.
She did, actually. She did. So.
And she does it every time.
Yeah, she said, well.
So I wasn't that fussed because I think, oh, yes, please come. You hate me, though.
Yeah, why? Why do you hate me?
I can't. It might have been from Celeb Juice a few years ago. Yeah, I think she just thinks I'm some sort of complete fuckboy arsehole. And she would be absolutely correct in that. But she makes it known.
Pete asked a really professional question, and then Pete actually then went, yeah, we know Alison, actually. We shared a bed with her.
And I was going to get on to the story of how that happened. Said to me and Sam actually shared a bed with Alison. She went, well, that doesn't surprise me with your track record.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. It was so good.
And then just went to Sam, so how was that for you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And it was amazing because I then went like a Duracell bunny. She turned then around and went, I'm not sure about you, and pointed at me.
Oh, yeah, no, that was it. I'm not surprised about your track. I can't remember what the fucking clip was. It's on the fucking thing. But anyway, she threw a bit of shade at me and then went, I don't know about you. Actually, didn't she say, how would you handle that? I'm sure you'd be fine with your track record.
Yeah,
and then I don't know about you. And then Sam started doing some sort of thrusting. I was going, I'm like a Duracell bunny.
It's good.
And then I thought, I just don't know what's happened here.
Do you know why? It's because I think Holly was underestimating my sex drive. And so I was like, I want to be known as like a track record guy. So I was like, I shag like a Duracell bunny.
So let me just add this to the night. So following on from all the other bits that have happened, not getting in, the fights or altercations, as she likes to put it, because she doesn't want to say she had a fight. We then moved on to Sam shagging Holly Willoughby like a Jack Russell.
No, I didn't shag her. Well, I was going like this in the air.
Yes, you were thrusting next to her like that on the red carpet.
Yeah, well, just because I wanted her to know that I too have sex.
How many other interviewers were doing that on the red carpet? Did you see Vogue Williams or Richard Arnold try to hump anyone?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No, I didn't think so. There's a reason for that. Anyway, so Piers Morgan. Actually, Piers Morgan, Sam started that one off with, I know your son. You know, David King's Road. Yeah, I know your son.
I tried to break him down that way, though. I tried to be like, look, I'm one of your friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can trust me.
Piers Morgan quite enjoyed that one. He quite enjoyed us, I think.
I think he quite enjoyed us as well. Yeah, he. I think Pete said quite a funny joke at one point. He laughed, which is very nice. Piers
Morgan. Well, this is the thing. I imagine with red carpets, rather than just make people feel awkward, just get one good quip out of it and fuck off.
Pete basically went, I think he said, yeah, I think I'm up for a best interview. And Pete went, well, not like this one then. And I was like, putting us down. I think it's been pretty damn good, to be honest.
It was awful.
It wasn't.
So anyways, there was that. The sticker thing, that was a fucking load of shite. I think that was supposed to be some big joke all this lot pulled.
Pete refused to put the sticker on.
It fell flat, that one.
Pete refused.
And I'll tell you why it fell flat. Because no fucker is going to wear a sticker. No one.
I did.
Apart from you. You had a pocket full, expecting everyone to come along and go, yeah, I'll wear a Stay Relevant sticker down the red carpet in my very expensive dress or suit. I'll fuck up, I'll completely fuck my look up to promote your podcast that I've never fucking heard of. So that one felt that. And in the end, we just started handing them out at the after parties coasters. Let's move on to the big one.
It's the Anandek.
Yes, this is the Anandek incident. As it is being referred to, not just here, but in the press. It made the press.
It made the press?
I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So let's get on to it. You just wait there, because I've got it here for you.
Wow.
And I'll read the headline. Our first time interviewing on the red carpet. All right? So you're expecting some good press.
Yeah.
Yeah? The headline is, Pete Wicks embarrassed for Sam Thompson after awkward Anandek NTA snub.
Oh, no.
Things got awkward when Sam Thompson tried and failed to nab a quick interview with TV's very own Ant McPartlin and Declan Donnelly on the red carpet of the National Television Awards.
Oh, no. What publication's that?
Oh, that went in the Mirror and OK.
Oh, no! Hey, man, any press is good press, right?
No. No, not in this case.
I have to say, right... When I saw Anandek and they came last, it was like the red carpet experience for us was an actual symphony because it crescendoed and the end was the climax.
And much like your sex life, it failed.
No, it didn't. They came out at the very end and there was obviously...
How can you say, did we get an interview?
You got a shake of the hand with Ant?
Well, hold on. Let me just also point this one out. Should we go to the shake of the hand? Okay. So Sam, after Sam had crabbed his way over to Ant, and then Ant's manager or agent or whoever the fuck it was, had basically put his body between Sam and Ant, a little bit like Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. It was one of them sort of moments in The Bodyguard. Sam, Ant then felt a bit bad, I think, so went to shake Sam's hand to go, sorry about that, mate. Sam, in his excitement, then just started to try and hand him two microphones because he thought that meant that he would do the interview. So then he had to put the microphones down, try and awkwardly hold them and shake his hand. Then he saw me just stood there doing this. So he walked over and went, "That's all right, mate." That's basically what he did. So he walked over to me, shook my hand and went, "Have a good night." And I thought, that is just like, he's just gone, oh, that's exactly how it felt to me. So then after Anna had sort of gone off, you carried on saying, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
"Are you sure?"
She needs to make sure.
Dick emerged. So he comes up. So Sam then thought, "Oh, we'll have another go." But I think the euphoria had hit you.
I think, yeah, I was in a weird space.
I don't know what had happened. Sam had entered another realm of red carpet madness. I'm going to call it the red rage, where he then just started shouting "Ant" again. At deck. That was the bit that was awkward, because we're on one side, and this whole time I was just stood there going, "I can't believe this is happening. I cannot believe you were chasing them up the red carpet."
I went right, really far down.
But you were chasing. Oh, you did go far down. You almost took them to the fucking seat.
I know.
So whilst he's doing that, whilst chasing, Ant said no, so he chased deck, calling deck Ant. To the point where on the other side of the barrier, of the red carpet, you have loads of fans and people like that. They were shouting at you, "His name's Deck! His name is Deck!"
Were they actually?
Yes.
Oh, my God! Were they the fans on the other side of the bollards?
Yes. Oh. The ones who were all shouting in front of Deck and know exactly who's who were shouting at you, the man with a microphone, chasing him up the thing, calling him the wrong name. Let me just put this into perspective. Sam's hero... and idols, the people that he thinks we're going to emulate, the first time he's had an opportunity to meet them, he fucked us royally.
I thought I was going to pass out at one point on the red. I was in the middle of the red carpet and I was screaming at Ant. And he was like not that far. He was like a meter away from me. I was going, "Ant, Ant, Ant." And he like was like looking over his shoulder at me. But I couldn't like go in and touch him. Not that I wanted to touch him like that, not in a weird way, but I couldn't go in and touch him. And so like I was sort of like outstretching my hand, but not like touching him. It's like he had a force field around him. So I was like shouting at him with my hand like next to him, and kept on looking back at Pete being like, "Am I doing okay?" And at one point I sort of like, you know when a computer glitches, and I just stood there in the middle of the thing and my knees collapsed in on themselves and my wrists just drooped, and I was stood on the red carpet like this, and I was like, "I think I'm gonna pass out." And I was like, this is like the exhilaration of everything's become too much. Yeah. And I think that's when my brain just melted. And Deck came. I was going, add to Deck. And then I just like, I sort of like blacked out. Came to, and then
you
saw...
finish this story anytime soon, because this has been rolling on for some time.
I came to and just sort of like saw Ant shaking Pete's hand and just assumed it had gone well. That's genuinely how it felt. And I was like, we smashed that. And we didn't even get anything. And it only came to when I saw the video of Ant, because Ant goes to shake my hand. I genuinely think he's going, "Give me the mic." So I go to give him the mic and he goes, "Oh, no, no, no," like that. He like with his hand, he goes, "No, no, no," like waves it like that. And I go, "Oh shit," he's going for a handshake. His hand to retract it and then touch his hand. It was all very intense.
Talking about the microphone situation as well.
Great mics.
Well, Sam had a really good habit of just handing me four at once. So once people had finished
the
interview...
You had a big go for this.
Yeah, because I was literally just stood there holding microphones like this the whole time. It looked like I was Sam's assistant and sound operative who was just helping him hand out the microphones to people. Because he'd do the interview and then he'd fuck off like the little retriever at the ears, go and find another duck. So I'd just be left there with all, like, taking all microphones
in. Sure, someone's got to do the collection, that's the thing. So when like, the stars come and they're done, like, I would give them... I'd tell them to give the mics to Pete. So Pete would just be, like, collecting... guy.
Anyway, listen, we...
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
There was also the really nice thing about, like we had a really good team there, and like, I feel like we always got reassured. Like, every time we did an interview, like, we'd turn around and be like, "Was that okay?"
Yeah, we did. Their voices and what they were saying was reassurance. Their eyes said different. I mean, genuinely, their eyes said different. So, yeah, so we interviewed loads of people on the red carpet. Some Love Island people, Sash and Andrew, Emily from Too Hot to Handle.
We were successful.
Liv Atwoods, who's a very good friend of mine, we interviewed. It was good people. Although the Strictly people, it was embarrassing because I thought they were from Dancing or Not.
Oh my God.
But
sorry, I know.
I heard them talking about dancing. I picked one and it was the wrong one.
So I know we got to move on, but Pete, literally, so we got Tyler West and Hamza, the guy who won last year's Strictly.
Is that his name?
Yeah. And they come in, I jump on Tyler, I give him a big old hug, which is really nice. Anyway, I'm hugging him and we're talking about Strictly. I turn around and go, "So my girlfriend's obviously doing Strictly, Tyler, like any tips?" And he goes, yeah. And Pete goes, and he goes, yeah, always smile. And Pete went, oh, I'm sure that will help, which is on Dancing on Ice, won't it? And I was like, and he went, what?
No, because I know Sarah was obviously doing Strictly. That's how I tried to cover it, is because I wanted them to think I didn't know what
was.
But I said to him, so your advice is just smile. Did that help you on Dancing on Ice?
Tyler turned
and then I can't remember what you said. You went, oh, that's really embarrassing. I went, oh, yeah, no, Zara's doing Strictly, isn't she? Yeah, that's right. Because I'm so glad. That's just really embarrassing. That was actually quite a good cover up from me, I think.
I'm so glad we got that answer to the pod, though, because Pete did fuck a few things up as well, just to let you know that.
Sorry, when you say fuck a few things up, one, because I didn't know who people were because you wouldn't tell me.
that's part of the fun.
So, yeah, so that was all good. But genuinely, the success of that was down to our little retriever. You were just fucking putting in ducks fucking left, right.
We were probably the most successful bringers in on the carpet.
Yeah, the crabbing techniques,
the pincer movement. Do you remember when we did the pincer movement?
No. I remember when you did the pincer movement and thought that I was doing it with you.
Yeah.
I did not move.
I basically said, I was like, I'll take him from the left-hand side, you take him from the right, and we'll connect at the end.
Yeah.
We'll do a proper tactic on it.
Basically, there was two ways that we managed to get interviews. One was with my friends, and two was with Sam Crabbing. All right, that's how it worked, yeah? So to the point where we did do quite well.
We did.
I think we were the busiest there.
Yeah, yeah.
Genuinely. So the guys next to us...
This is great.
...thought, well, I'll jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
And started using Sam, right? I basically loaned Sam to other publications because no one wanted to talk to him. So actually what happened was Sam started a conveyor belt... So I don't think they've ever had such a successful night. I mean, we were after Good Morning Britain, and obviously there was a lot of tension there because our team wanted to have a fucking riot with them.
Yeah.
But the guys next to us were quite lovely.
Can I say this about the press vibe? Like, it's quite jokes being with the press. Like, there's loads of press banter that happens, which you don't see on the red carpet. But a guy, and he was on the other side of the bollards, he can get over, but we were on the red carpet. So he'd lean over the fence, be like, mate, he would tell me who's coming, be like, yeah. Hey, oh, Alison Hammond's over there. Get her in.
So what eventually happened was... Sam had his own lookout.
Yeah.
Sam. Alison Hammond to the right. Yeah. Sam was crabbing over, coming yeah. back. Crabbing over, coming back. Sam, Ollie Mers to the left, crabbing over. Yeah. So that's what happened. Sam made a little red carpet army for himself.
It was so good that the banter between the press is fucking... He was like, yeah, we need to get an interview with them, so if you get them first, we'll take we'll take the dregs off you. And it was so good. It was like we were algae in a pond who's like a filtration device, and all of like the shit that was coming down the sewer, and we were like gathering up the shit and we were cleaning it. So that's a really weird example, but do you know what I mean? I don't know how... It's like we were a filtration device, and it was all coming out.
Still going with it, though.
And it was sticking
just
with it.
Still going with it.
Do you know what I mean?
Stick with it. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly what we were like. We were just like algae. Yeah,
it was quite jokes that we were like mates with, that we were part of the press team, which yeah. Pete again thinks
yeah, it was jokes
bit.
That we were mates with. What was his name?
Oh, I can't remember, but
oh, right, yeah, it's a good friend then.
We really got stuck in. I love it. We made pals.
Yeah, we made pals who we'll never see again and haven't
seen. We will when we're doing the press next year.
Oh, well, you have fun there. Anyway, so yeah, that was basically the red carpet. That's how that kind of ended. It was slightly annoying for me because other than obviously the people that are my friends that I knew, I didn't know a lot about, you know, a lot of people and who they were. And what our delightful producer didn't give me is what all the other press had, which was an actual like book with everyone's face.
Oh, yeah, cheat sheet.
So in the end, I had to borrow a cheat sheet.
Yeah, that...
From the lovely girl next to me.
Pete went off.
I started flicking through the cheat sheet just trying to find out who the fuck people were. See, but by the time I'd got to the fucking face, they were gone.
Do you know what? This is so true. So Pete is taking the piss out of like us being part of the press. Pete made his own little friend on the other side.
She was lovely. I really liked
Pete
her.
Pete went over to her and went, excuse me, I've got a question. Like, because we're like newbies on the press scene. He went, sorry, is that a cheat? He was like, is that a cheat sheet you got with everyone's face on?
Actually,
she was like, yeah. He went, can I borrow it, please?
Actually, what I said to her, sorry, it's the first time I've done this. I'm actually a photographer.
Yeah.
Just rope me in.
He was actually showing his photography wristband to everyone as well.
I think there is too much for us to continue because we're not even halfway through my categorised cue cards. And we still have so much to talk about, including press, Crocs, after parties, linkages,
arguments,
all sorts of crap. So I think we should fuck off now and come back in another episode.
As I said, we are in the top five for the Listener's Choice Podcast Awards, and I just cannot be more grateful. So please do go and vote. For the love of Christ, please vote. I love you so much. I love you, and we need you.
Yeah, even I actually want to win it just because, I don't want anyone else to. We'll be back next week with more NTA's crap.
We have so much to tell you. Our family, our friends.
Like, surprise, it's a surprise. Yeah. See what I mean? I can't do anymore. So, surprise, bye.
Like, subscribe, catch us everywhere. You get your podcasts every Monday. You can watch us every Friday. And you can catch clips on social media and stuff at Staying Relevant Podcast. You're going to love them.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.